It's Midrash, aka Charles Sakal's holy home. And we give a big shout out at the Zera Shimshon. Check it out, zerashimshon.com. Very much big appreciation for everything they've given us by being here weekly. And of course, missing Yosef Aaron, still on his amazing tour for Just One Chesed, Meals for Heroes. Checking out the merch. This is the big JOC cap unveiled. Here we have one kind, be kind. That's what it's about, unity and kindness. And we're going to go ahead in our podcast flow, our weekly class, thank God, without Yosef Aaron. We miss him in a deep way. You know, you can't really go ahead without the connection to the Tzaddik. And in this special podcast, Yosef HaTzaddik is Yosef Aaron in his actions and his thoughts and his kavanas, his beautiful songs. And the feedback I get generally is only positive. I just want to make sure everyone's seeing me on all the different apps. Thank God we got YouTube and Facebook, Instagram Live. I had some challenges with my, I'm just going to make sure you can see here with the Meals for Heroes on Facebook as well. Beautiful cap, great merch. Check it out, justonechesed.org. So we're going to do this for around 10 minutes. We've got a lot to do, a lot to learn. As always, we always need to have a holy sefer with us. So today, it's going to be the Holy Chumash. Check out the Unity Flow, the podcast, where we've been talking about the Tanya and the Kutim Aharon, beautiful classes. And we just featured last night on the Francesca show. I don't know when that episode will come out, but we went into a beautiful discussion about Mesiras Nefesh. We didn't get to that word, but the idea of dedication and unity, and how someone like my son, Bachse Ben Masha, who's now back on duty after a week break, he's thank God doing his holy avoda for the Sanchanim. He got a medal. I'm very proud of Baruch Yitzhak. And thank you again for all your tefillahs and support, and everybody who, Baruch Hashem, who's been there for our family in this challenging time of war in the Holy Land. So he's back on guard duty, and you know, it's not the same as when he was in Gaza, but it will still be needed service. And we shout out to all the soldiers, and we keep praying for their safety, especially during this time of year for the our cousins are up to. So we pray that there should be safety and the return of all the hostages. We dedicate all our learning and all our podcast episodes, everything we're doing, for the, please God, the Gula Shlema. We're just finishing off Sefer Shmos. Opportunity to get to that Chazak Venis Chazek, that special time of year where we are able to strengthen in our Amunah, strengthen in the aspects of redemption. We made it through the Parshas of Shmos all the way Shavuot and Tat, through Kisisa, now Viakal Pekudei. Usually it's a joint Parsha, this week it's all Pekudei. And we've been discussing again and again the idea of the Vekas, of more and more elevation, everything we're doing. You know, there's so much to discuss in terms of what the kindness that I've experienced living in a frat, and the communal support, the learning partners, the shirim from Shlomo Katz, awesome shirim, getting us ready in a real way, Chochma Bina Das way, a Panemius way, for Mashiach, for the Beis Hamikdash. It's about the conversations, as I mentioned last night, these long form conversations that are going on podcasts are needed so much, because we need to work out what it is that we want for Mashiach to be able to come into this world, the reality of kindness. As we said, Mogen Avraham, the seal is kindness. How are we going to bring the messianic redemption, the Gula Shlema, Sefer Geula, this Shmos right now, Pekudei? How are we going to get to this level of Devekas that Pekudei brings us? As we mentioned, the Shmona Esrei is hinted to 18 times that Moshe was commanded in this week's Parsha. 18 Chai, the idea of Shmona Esrei, the 18 blessings, and there's also a remnant of the 19th as well. How we get to this level of chazak minis chazek, where we can be in a state of godliness and not be constantly having this nudnik draining us the cup, and get true freedom from the global nudniks. We know the terror, the anxiety people are feeling, the pain, the disconnect. How do we undo that? How do we transform this world into a place of godliness, a world of happiness and joy and connection? Especially right now with Mishnah Ada, Shani, Marbin, Basimcha, we have to increase our joy even more so. How do we get to that? How do we get the Yehudim over? How do we get to love Yehudim? The idea of the Yehudim, the light of the Shem Avayah, together with the aspect of thanking Hashem, revealing His glory in the world. How do we get to that level of Oira, light, and joy, true joy, Sosan, Panimis joy, and Vayika, the tefillin, the cap? How do we get to this one kind, this be kind focus of unity? How do we go there? So this is going to be the conversation that we need to keep having week after week. And obviously without Yosef, me sitting here, it's not the same thing. So big shout out to Yosef, everything he's done for Just One Chesed, traveling in New York and Miami and all the wonderful people, All About Kindness podcast and platform. They did a podcast together while I was there with another platform. And, you know, shout out to all of the people doing the hard work in Chutz to bring back the Shefa to the Holy Land so that we can continue supporting soldiers and mills and equipment. My own son, thank God, he went back in the previous time with a DJI Pro. And the footage that I saw from this, his return, was beyond words in terms of the intensity of what's been going on in Gaza. And thank God the support that he was able to go back this time, knowing that, thank God, he, you know, had a week to internalize, and then he gets back to the base and they give him a medal and they show appreciation. And this is the key for the soldiers to keep going forward. All the love there, the support, the people reached out, sent messages to me to forward on to Baruch Yitzhak. This gives the soldiers the ability to keep going. And in our own personal avoda, because we're all in this war together, in our own inner battles, to keep going, we need to be keep giving encouraging words to each other, keep being there for each other. The merch is just an example, and in a revealed sense, that there is that support around us, that people giving us opportunities to showcase their kindness, their projects, their emes, their chesed. And we're all able to grow from this constant collaborative focus. As I was discussing a little bit last night with Francesca, and hopefully you'll hear it live. I really hope the episode will get out there, especially with some of the key points, that the people who are heads of programs, the people who have contacts with those people, they need to be more collaborative. We can't just do this in our own little bubble or box. The Jewish world needs to be more and more about actors. That's what the key that Esther Amalka, she created in Source of the Tat, an awakening from below. Mordechai Sadik was Mordechai Lamata, Moshe Lamata, this Yichud, we've been learning in Sfas Emes as well, this idea, this unification of above and below, Shabbos, it elevates everything. This concept of bringing everything together, that everyone on their own way can become a shtickle Baal Shem Tov, a little bit of a Baal Shem Tov, and be the bearer of a good name, and bring that unification on some level. We all have that ability, and it's up to us in a real way to work on this. Thank God, I just shout out to my brother-in-law on a practical level, who's slowly getting my own website, Unity Bookings, Unity Marketing, under the name of Unity Inspired Projects, the banner. I'd like to bring these Unity events, Unity Education, Unity Consultancy, this concept focus on unity. This is something which, thank God, you know, for some reason, we'll get this up and up. It's gonna make it all good. Thank you, Hashem. So the idea of unity, and so we thank God re-evaluated the website page, and it's slowly getting fixed. And the original kind sponsor, Rabbi Shur Kotler, we got the site going, and now thank God Rafael Salber, my brother-in-law, getting it to a whole new level. Big shout out to these two developers and web and content design, and also a big shout out to with appreciation to Amuna IP. We did a wine tasting event, and there had the merit to, just by making the event, Shaul Binkoff was walking along with his Rebbetzin, his holy wife and daughter, and we got to connect and how he wants to impact Hollywood, and he's going to make a trip, please God, to get the negative narrative out of these people in Hollywood, so that the people who have such hashpa, such influence in the world, can start again, have opportunities to see for themselves the truth of Eretz Yisrael, the truth of what we're going through here. And that was Shaul Binkoff, who was there at Minas Shamayim outside our wine tasting event. I was able to connect, and then have, thank God, some other friends came along, Mordechai Ben Avraham and Lachaim YG, and we had a beautiful event. And a big shout out to the whole team there, growing the company, thank God, in a positive way. This is the collaborative aspect, is what is going to help us. That's my whole vision. And I believe that Just One Chesed one day will hopefully get this beautiful song out there. Any musicians again who listen or tune in, or friends of musicians, let's make it happen. A global unity song about kindness, real kindness. Let's make it happen. It's something I'm not giving up on. Anyway, reach the 10-minute mark. So I wish everybody during these Dali Pashyas, we get a little break this week, Pashya Kriday, to really connect into the inner avoda, the Kohen Gadol, Amakayan. I feel that inner drive to go more inwards in Torah, more inwards in how we can bring the world to a better place and what we can actually do to make that happen. And this is what this whole Real Kindness podcast, the Kavana behind it is, together with Yosef Aaron. We'll be back. Please God, he's going to come back just before Purim. Could be next week. I don't think so. And a big also end of shout out to my wife, my soulmate, Masha Baschai. She should be blessed with Nachas and Gazun, being that her Yom Yoledet is on Zayin Adar, which is this weekend. And we thank her in the most deepest way. I have a little card next to my bed I need to write still of her happy birthday message. And she should be blessed abundantly in everything she needs, most in Ruchnias, Gashmis, emotionally. And such appreciation to have these Eishes Chayos in our life and realize that the conversation, we need to keep having it. We need to keep unveiling the kindness. We need to keep missing those opportunities to connect with our holy brothers when they, or our sisters when they have to go out, and to pine for those times when we're together again, to want Yosef HaSadik together with the brothers. That was all took place on Purim, the Suda of Purim. So we should see that unification of all of our souls together soon. And Purim is coming. Get ready for the tremendous kindness of Purim. Tans Yevonim, Shlach Manos. Focus on them, Tans Yevonim. Really give to people who really need. Much more important than Shlach Manos, even though that builds connection. Kiyez, as my Rebbe said, keep giving to the kind organizations that do that. And if you can actually, with your own time and body and soul, do kindness, make it real. All the best. Thanks for listening. Love you, man. Sharon, everyone out there. Apologize if it's a little bit quiet.